Stocks reached a five-week high on Wall Street today following hopes the Federal Reserve would make further moves to stimulate the economy. The Federal Open Market Committee began its two-day meeting on interest rate policy today.
Joining us live to talk more about it, CNN anchor and chief business correspondent Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
You guys are talking about how hot it is outside. It is hot in the markets right now. This is a four-day streak. We haven't seen one of these since April. And markets are starting to come back on, as you said, anticipation that the Fed's going to do something tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about action from the Fed. What do you think it's going to do?
Well, the Fed only has a few tools in its box. It can, generally speaking, lower interest rates, but interest rates are pretty much at zero at this point, the Fed rates, so that's not an option. But they can put liquidity into the system. They can change the amount of time over which they're going to pay back certain loans by incentivizing people who have lent the government money. There's a bunch of things they can do. The problem is the markets have been trading higher on the anticipation that the Fed will do something, even though nobody really knows. But now the Fed may have to move just because it'll so disappoint markets if they don't, and they don't want to be responsible for setting things into a tailspin.
Now, we also learned today home building permits are up. Did Wall Street like that? Do the traders and investors see that as a positive sign for the economy?
Yeah, and that's, you know, we've talked the last few weeks about these weird mixed signals that the economy is giving off. But when we talk to the home builders, they say that their signals are not mixed. People are buying homes. They are signing up for homes to be built. They feel that there is a recovery, and not just the home builders, but the stores that depend on construction and renovation, the Home Depots and the Lowe's. They're saying there's activity. So, I would say we've got this bifurcated economy where parts of it and some consumers are feeling really bad. Others are saying, hey, interest rates are low. We don't think things are going to get a lot worse. Very hard to make a clear signal out of what's going on.
So if the U.S. existed in a bubble and Europe wasn't a factor, we'd be doing okay?
We'd be doing okay. We'd probably have to do more to create jobs. That's the intractable problem of our time. There's still too many people unemployed. But generally speaking, yes, if Europe weren't a major threat and if China and India didn't look like they were starting to slow down, we'd be okay. But Hillary, we don't live in a bubble.
Right.
All right, Hillary. All right, Ali, thanks so much. I appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Ali Velshi is a business anchor, chief business correspondent for CNN.